Vayter in Shasim Bavakama Daful Lamed Vav, picking up on the top of the page. Second line, next part of the Mishnah. It's like the Heilige, Heilige, next part of the Mishnah. We said that if two oxen are chasing one ox and then they come in damage and both of them belong to one person, then the guy's going to be chayav. But the strange lashon, it says, Hayushneim Shalish Echad, Shneim Chayavim. Both of them are going to be chayav. What in the world does that mean? Both of them are going to be chayav. Amar Le Rava Mi Parzika Le Ravashi, Shema Mina Shavarim Tamim Sheziku, Ratzim Izegova, Ratzim Izegova. Is that what you want a taina? Says Rashi, that v'im avar echad, if one of them gets lost, and come chaver bim komu mishtalim yiminu, that's what you want a taina, and say that that's what we do? Hachamai skina, says Gemara. Now, in other words, what's the pshat in that? In other words, what the question is that we don't know which one it was, ox number one and ox number two, that did it over here. So the lost one, or the one that's left over, we don't know which one it is. So therefore, again, what's the mechaver el varaya? And it should be that maybe you can't even get from it, even if the guy and on both of them. Says, we're dealing with a short muad. Since the owner of the muad is chayv himself for the stuff that done by the ox, then it's not stuck to the ox, but it even goes to all the guy's possessions and his stuff. Therefore, even if the one that damaged is one that got lost, you can still take it from the remaining ox. So that's just the sof. Mishalem me'aliyah. He pays from the aliyah, from the best of his stuff. All of his property is considered achray for the stuff. Says the Gemara, but Iba Muadin, if you want to see the Mishnah talking about the case of Muad, so then Ema Seifa, let's take a look and see what the Seifa says. If one of them, one of the oxen was big, one was small, and he's like, oh man, then one that got damaged says, Gadol Hizik, it's a bigger one that did it, so if I can get Chatzi Nezik of that, if it's Tom, and end up getting the value of his damaged animal entirely. It's a smaller one, and half of that won't actually equal up, but that's what they'll walk away with. We said, I'm going to give a raya. The one who wants to take from his friend, you have to bring a raya. So even muad, then my nafka limine. If the Mishnah is talking about the case with a muad, doesn't make a difference which one it was, whether it was a big one or it was a small one. Sof, at the end of the day, to make Torah ma'aliyah boy l'shalumi, he has to go and pay the value of a complete ox over here. Why? Again, because he himself is, the owner himself becomes like the muad is going to be himself chayef to pay for it. And he gets full on, even if it comes from the smaller one, a big one, who cares? Amarlei says back, Seifa b'tamin. No, the Seifa is talking about tam. V'resha b'mod. The Resha is talking about mod. Amalei v'acha saba l'ravashi. Iba mod. And if you want to say, the Mishnah is talking about with muad. So we said that the Resha is b'muad. And chayavim, you can say they're chayav. Chayav gavrami boyle. You shouldn't say chayavim is in the ox are chayev, but it should be the person himself is chayev. So it can't be talking about that if we're talking about a mood here. V'fasun, furthermore, my shneim wasn't when it says both of them are going to be chayev. It shouldn't say both, it's only one of them. Ela li'olam b'tamin. What are we talking about? We said, inechinam, we're talking about the ox that are tam. V'rabbi Akiva, we're going in the world of Akiva. The Amar shutfin ninu, that the mazik and the nizak are considered shutfin, they're shutfin in the ox that damaged. We saw that earlier, that Flamed Gimel. Bekiva says that the Nizak gets paid by becoming a Shutuf with the owner in the Tam that damaged his ox. So, Dhamma Shutfaninu, Vitaima de Istnehu Litarvayu. And the reason that there's a Chov is both of them. The reason why the Mazik has to go into pay is because the fact that both animals are here right now, the lomatzimatka, you can't push them off. Aval listu l'tavayu, if you didn't have both of them there, the matziyamer, you could say to him, zil I see raya, the haytura askach v'ashem lach, go bring me raya, that this is one that damaged you, and I'll pay you. And don't you worry about it, it's going to be good. But since Rabbi Kiva says that the nizak gets paid by becoming a shutuf in the ox, if it becomes lost, or then the nizak right, loses out. So only when one of the two possible damaging ox are there, then he's not gonna be chayev, because he could say, if you want to deal with this, then no problem. Then no motzi mechaver el varaya, prove to me that this is the case. Hajin Allah Chameniach. As we always do, let's take a quick look back at Hajin Allah. Be back in the Chav Zayin. We started by saying Hameniach is Akad B'Rishus Rabban Barach B'Nisko Ba B'Shava Potter V'Muzak Pabal Chav is Chayav B'Nisko Shkoyach Mazel Tov Baruch Hatzloch Mazel Gut Zachin. And let's begin B'Ez Hashem is Burach with the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Kama. Welcome to the fourth parak. Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shvarim ze achar ze. Let's say you have a shor that goes and he attacks and he gores four and five other ox and one after the other, but he remains a tam. Rashi explains that he did it in a way that it wasn't like one, then two, then three, but he did the first one, skip the second one, then does another one, skips the next two, does the third, and so on and so forth. So a way that there's no real pattern that creates it into a muad. Yishalim la'achron shabahen. The very last one, the gagord, gets chatzinezik. Rashi says, Yisham chatzinezik, t'chil l'achron, v'vorm mefarish mani. The Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. But the point is that we know that the value, what happens is that the value is chatzinezik, the one that damaged. So after you sell and you take it and you go and you pay the value of it to it, if there's anything left over, so you split it amongst the next ones, but you give over to the next ones. But if not, then they get nothing. V'im yesh bo mosar, and if, like we said, there's more left, yachshes in front of you, start giving to the one that was before it, meaning the second to last one that got hit. Rashi says kochatzinisko v'rishonim yafsidu, they end up losing out. V'im yesh bo mosar, they're still left over, so then you keep moving back. Yachshes shalifnei fun of v'acharon niskar. The one that got damaged last, he's the one who's going to be gaining the most. Rabbi Shimon says that the owner of the ox, the gores, and the victim are both chayev to pay. How does that work? Sure, shava masayim. If you have a shor that is worth 200 zuz, shenagach l'shor shava masayim, it hits one another, it's worth 200. Ve'ina and the veli off a klum, and the dead body now is worth nothing. Zenotel mone. Each one takes 100 because the victim gets 100 zuz because it's half of it. The other one, the owner takes 100 zuz also what he has. Chaz of anagach shor acher shav masayim. And let's say this ox goes and gores another one worth 200 zuz, and again it's worth nothing now. Then acher notel mana, the last one, he takes a mana from the value. And that's the 100 zuz, that is, you know, half of its chatzinezek, v'shelofanov, and before him, meaning the owner of the tam and the first one. Zenotel chamishim zuz, v'zenotel chamishim zuz, each one takes 50 zuz. Like we learned, Rabbi Kiva, Shimon going with Rabbi Kiva, who he said earlier that he says that a tam is from migufo, from his body. And so now the nizak, it becomes part or full owner, depending on how much he did it. And now because of that, he's the now guard and watch over this animal. He's going to be chayav to pay for anything that it does to something else. So in the case that we just brought over here, then the owner and the first victim now are partners, and therefore each one has to go. Each owns 100 zuz of it, and the animal goes and gores again. Then both of them are chayav to go and pay chatzi nezik to the second one, the 100 zuz, and then they each get 50 of their own zuz there. Chaz of anach shor acher shav masayim goes in the doors that don't wear 200 acher notal mana. Then again, the last one takes a mana. V'shalufana of chamishim zuz. The second last one takes 50 zuz. Or shnayim rishonim dinar zav. They take a dinar zav, which is 25 zuz each. And like we said, we keep going and breaking it down as we move along. Zok the heilige gemara masnin in mani. Who is our mishnah? The local rishmol, local rishmol. It's not going either rishmol or kiva. Ikar rishmol, the amr bali chovusin, who says that the victims are become the bal chov, who is now they are the creditors of the owner of the town, that now they become bali chov to them. Hai achron achron niskar. Then the one who gets damaged the worst, the last, is the one who gains. No way. Rishon niskar mi boile. Should have said the first one is going to benefit. We know that the ones of Bali Chov, the first ones, usually come first. Ikra Bikivin, when it says, Rabbi Kiva, Damar Torah, Tura de Shutfi, who becomes the Torah of Shutfin, Hai Yesh Bo Mosar, that which we said that if there's leftover, there's extra leftover, beep, turn the page, above the base. Yachsar Shalafanov, you say it goes back to the one that comes before it, doesn't make sense. Lakulmi Baile, should have said that it goes to all of them. If each person who got damaged become a part owner of the one that does the goring over here, then it should be divided against all of them. So the Mishnah
goes ahead and says that it comes to later, it must be that it's not, clearly he's not going to say that they're actually partners. So we see this is like Rabbi Shmuel, this is like Rabbi Kiva. Rava says, Leolim Karabi Shmuel Damar Bali Chobos. And it really says, Rabbi Shmuel says that they're Bali Chobos. So the Kashiach, when you said Achron, Achron, Niskar, Rishon, Rishon, Niskar, everybody, he says, so the first one's the one that gained. Hachamai Eskino, what are we talking about? Kegon Chetafsu, Nizak, Ligbos, Emanu, we're talking about a case where they grabbed it, which means that each victim grabbed on to the one that gored to get from it, to gain from it. Vanasa love, Keshomer, Sachel, Nizakin. And it became like a shomer sacher, like a paid shomer in reference to a chiyuv if something else happens from it afterwards. The fact that they went in and they grabbed it now, now this victim becomes responsible to make sure that it doesn't damage others because now they have ownership in it. And you're not careful with that. Therefore, he loses his rights to them in this ox, to the one who damaged through being poshea. And then it just keeps going on when the second one grabs it and the third one and so on and so forth. So it leaves over to the last one. He receives everything. Iachi, if that's really true, that we're talking about a case where he grabbed it, he just seized it. Yesh mamosa yachsu shilafanov, yachsu lebailim ibayli. Why does it say it goes back to lefanov? It's just say it goes to the bailim, to the owners, because that's what they are. Ravina, Ravina says hachi ketani. This is what it means to tell you. Im yesh mamosa benizakov, if it's more, meaning if his damages are more than the damage owed to the final one, Yachsu Shalafanov, that it goes to the earlier ones, meaning to the owner of the second to last one. V'chein ki asa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and also when Ravin came, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Pshias Shomin Naguba. The Chacham of this Mishnah are explaining this like a Pshia of a Shomer, like a Shomer, someone who's supposed to guard it, who's negligent. Rashi says, L'chayavus and Zakir Mishon of Rabbi Shmuel. He goes into the world of Rabbi Shmuel. So they, the victims are now going to be chayav because they have to watch over. But Mayu Kimta, says Gemara, now, what do you mean? In fact, the Gemara, how exactly are you explaining this Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel, you want to say it's Rabbi Shmuel? Ihachi even safer than explain the Seifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Messiah, Shor Shavah Messiah, Shanach Shor Shavah Messiah, 200 toes gores, 200 toes one. The Ein HaNaveli Yafaklum. Now the veil is worth nothing. Zenotomanov, Zenotomanov. Chaz Venach, Shor Acher, Shavah Messiah, Achenotomanov, Shalafanov, those Zenotomanov, Zenotomanov, like we saw already. Chaz Venach, Shor Shavah Messiah, then Achenotomanov, Shalafanov, Zenotomanov, Ushtaim Rishon, dinner zav means each one gets 25 each, so it comes out to be that's 100, the other one's 200. Asan le Rabbi Akiva. This part is going according to Rabbi Akiva, Tamar Torah the Shutfehu, that the Torah is they're considered like they're Shutfehu, they're partners. So now, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, Sif Rabbi Akiva. What do you want to say? Reisha's one's the other? I'm going to say, in, yep, no problem. The Hamar le Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, Shenana. Shvok Masisim Vesavar Basrai. Leave the Mishnah and just follow me. In other words, stop trying to figure out how to work this, make this work. Just accept the fact that it's two separate people. Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Vesefer, Rabbi Akiva, period. We saw that lesson much earlier as well. Tanana, so I'm skipping a little bit. We have a Mishnah coming up on Dav Tzadi. Hatokele Chaveru. Someone goes ahead and Rashi says either he hit right next to his ear, or that he like blew like a tokea, like he made a big noise. No sin lo sela, he has to pay him a sela. Rashi says, Deme boshto levad, tsar nezav nezav ripoy im yeshtam sham. He has to pay him at least a sela for the busha that he experienced in here, his embarrassment. And also he has to pay for more things if they actually happened. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Yosegli, the mana. He has to pay him a mana. Story time. Who gave the Tugal Chavir is the guy when he gave a smash to his friend. Shachar, either a hit or he blew loud next to him, like a shofar type thing. Shachar of Tuvia Bar Masa Lekamid of Yosef. They asked, what's the din? Sela Tsuri Tanan. The Mishnah means that he has to pay a Sela Tsuri, which is four Zuz. Or Sela Medina Tanan, which is only half a Zuz. Which would it mean when it said Sela? Amalei, he said back to him, Tinisua. We learn from our Mishnah that says that the owner of the last ox takes a mana, the one before it takes 50 zuz. Ushnaim arishonim dinar zahav. The first two, they being the owner of the ox and the first one that got was the victim over the nizak, they take a dinar of gold, which he says 25 zuz. Now, if you thought that really that the Mishnah is talking about a Medina one, then niflag v'nisli ad shrei servicella. He should go and teach more things that, that come up to until he gets the amount of 12 dinar of a niflag v'nisli ad shrei servicella. V'sella. Keep breaking down the chesbonos and breaking them down. The fact that the Mishnah didn't do this shows that the Tanaim, the Mishnah, aren't talking about the Sela Medina. So when the Mishnah says, well, someone who gives a smack over there, on the ears to pay a Sela, it's talking about the type of Sela that we said, which is a Sela Tsuri. Sela Tsuri that we're discussing. Amalei, so this is back to him, Tana, Ki Ruchla, Lisni, Velezil. Not a raya. Maybe we're talking about Medina, and yet we don't have to go and start explaining every detail of every breakdown that's going to go on, right? So it could be either way. So we don't have a raya over here when tonight you speak of the Sela, what they're talking about. My Havila, what taka is halacha? Pashtua meha, damar Rav Yehuda, damar Rav. They forget for that which he said. Kol kesef over the Torah, kesef tzuri. Whenever it's kesef mentioned in the Torah, it's talking about kesef tzuri. Rashi says, Hasela dalad dinre, dinar vadinar mishkalozav, etc. Vishal devrayim kesef medina. And any time it talks about a derabbanan digger thing you have to pay, like when you hit somebody's ear or something like that, it's talking about kesef medina. Right? We know that, really, as Rashi points out, it's a deraisa thing to pay when you're doing boses. But the one Sela is the Darabana Dikathizacha we do. So when the Mishnah says you have to go ahead and one who gives a blow to his friend by his ears to pay a Sela, it's talking about Medina. And Rav Yosef paskind like that in the case that came in front of him. Armaleahu Gavra. So when he heard this, the guy who actually, the guy over here who got hit, who got smashed with this blow, he said to Rav Yosef, "Hol palga dezuzehu, since it's only half a zuz, which is a medina, lo baina, I don't want it." In other words, Rashi explains, "This is the mechayuli v'su lo ksifale milsa miskule v'su lo the mechayuli lo milsa miskule nisraelinim." It says, yeah, "Don't give it to me; it's beneath my dignity." So it's gemar nisraelinim, give it to poor people. So afterwards he said to Yosef, give it to me. I'll make myself feel better with it. That Ezel ve'avri be'nafshay, I'm going to refresh myself. I'm a layer of Yosef. He says back to him, can't really do that because kfar zachu be'aniyam. You already gave over to aniyam. So now the aniyam are already zocha in this. You can't back out. Even though there's no anim over here, anan yad anim anan, we become like a hand for the anim, and we acquired it for them. Damer b'yud damer b'shmuel, yisomim, amr shmuel, yisomim. When it comes to orphans, beep, turn the page. Amen zayim aleph. Enan tzrichim prizbol. They don't need a prizbol. The prizbol is like so you don't lose out. You know, when you lend something, they don't need it because the court acts for them. And the same idea when it comes to the tzedakah as well. They don't need a prizbol. From Gamliel, Beis Dino, Avien Shel Yisom Hayu. From Gamliel and his Beis Din, they were like the fathers of these orphans. Okay, another story time, and that is Hanan Bisha Takalei Lahu Gavi. Hanan, who was Bisha, who was a bad dude, he went ahead and he gave the smackdown to the ear of some person. Also, came to Rav Huna, came from Amalei, so he said to Hanan Bisha, this Russia, Zil Havali Palgazuze, go give him half of us. Havali Zuza Macha. So he had with him a zuzamacha, meaning that it was like wiped out a little bit, and Rashi says it lost some of its shape, and so it's not a great currency to use. And he wanted to give from that half a zuz, but he wasn't able, it was to change it, this zuz for the half zuzim, so instead of giving him this half zuz, he smashed him again. So it should be chayiv too if he had a linyan, and then he gave him the full zuz. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.